This is the part of Jesus' last discourse with the disciples for Pentecost. It is about the gift of the Holy Spirit and the character of the Holy Spirit. Now, the context of this speech is that in the Gospel of John, the audience is, beginning in chapter 13, addressed as the disciples. And this is part of that concluding discourse that goes on for 20, 25 minutes. It is the most intimate time in the whole of the gospel tradition between Jesus, the listeners, and God. It is an effort to bring all of those together. The translation of the name, the Paraclete, that is adopted here, the advocate, is okay. You know, an advocate is a lawyer or advocate in a trial situation, but it is also the comforter. It is the one who brings the comfort of God. It is also the Holy Spirit, who then has this specific name of the advocate or the paraclete, and it has all of these various meanings. So that's one of the things that you might want to explore in this. It is a very powerful and affectionate term. In the background of this, you can see why the dispute that emerged some thousand years later that ended, it was one of the principal reasons for the division between the Eastern and the Western Church, was the controversy over whether the Holy Spirit comes directly from the Father or whether it comes from the Father and the Son. And the Western Church added, and the Son, the filioque, and the Eastern Church was absolutely scandalized by that. Now you can see in this discourse why both of them are right. Jesus specifically says, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who comes from the Father, he specifically says it comes from the Father. But at other places, it says the Spirit that will come from the Father and the Son. And later, it is that the Spirit of Truth will guide you. He will say to you what he has received from me. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. It's as if he then is taking what comes from Jesus and passing it on. And of course, the most important thing is that he says that the Holy Spirit will not come until he has gone. And that means that the Holy Spirit comes after Jesus. Well, this is only to say both of them are right. And the problem is that they had to choose one or the other. And so it's a very unfortunate thing that has happened around the doctrinal disputes in the church. This part of Jesus' discourse has as one of its purposes preparation for what is coming in the future. So he's preparing the disciples for the trials and tribulations that they will face, but setting that in the context of the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit that will be with them and will give them the power, the energy, the wisdom, the access to truth that they will need. The work of the Spirit, then, is described in this discourse. Well, what is it, then, that the Spirit does? Well, specifically, when he comes, he'll prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. What does this mean? Well, it's about sin because they do not believe in me. That is, it will prove them wrong in their judgment that Jesus was not the Messiah, that Jesus was not the Savior of the world, that Jesus' way was not the way to health and wholeness for the world. And clearly, the world has exactly chosen that. That is, Jesus' way is a way of nonviolence. Jesus' way is a way of peace. The world has chosen war as a way of resolving conflict. About righteousness. Righteousness, because I'm going to the Father and you will see me no longer. That is, righteousness is the recognition that Jesus was right, and that following his way leads to rightness for those who follow in and believe in Jesus. So the Holy Spirit makes that clear. The Holy Spirit makes clear that this judgment, that righteousness is not the way of Jesus, is wrong. And the sign of that is that Jesus is going to the Father, and that's only possible if what he taught was right. So also about judgment. The judgment is that Jesus is established as the ruler of the cosmos, and that that means that the ruler of the world, the evil one, the powers of evil in the world, the powers of sin, violence, hatred, division, those powers are condemned. They are shown to have been wrong and are then subject to judgment. The prayer that he is going away and that the Spirit will follow is simply a recognition in the story about the power of Jesus' presence, and that the Spirit then will continue Jesus' Spirit in the world. He will go away, but his Spirit will be present because the Holy Spirit will come. And part of that continuation of that Spirit is that Jesus will be glorified. So the Spirit will glorify Jesus. That is, he will make his way a way of glory rather than shame, of honor rather than shame, of glory rather than humiliation. Now, that is the paradox that runs through the whole of the Gospel of John, that Jesus being lifted up on the cross, the most shameful death that could be known, was his way of being glorified. And in this context, part of the glorification of Jesus is the ongoing continuing education of Jesus' followers, of his disciples. So that's why he is taking what is Jesus, that is Jesus' words, Jesus' ideas, and declaring it to them in the ongoing life of the community and in the ongoing experience of Jesus' words as they are recited and repeated by heart by those who believe in him and who internalize his words and pass them on. That is a central dimension of the action of the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit makes that possible, that repetition, that reliving of Jesus' words. So in doing this telling of Jesus' words and getting them into your heart and telling them by heart, you are participating in the action of the Holy Spirit. And there is direct continuity between what you are doing and what Jesus is talking about in this teaching to his disciples. So also, in your advocacy of this for those who are listening to you, you are participating in, and the Spirit is speaking through you to encourage that kind of relationship and that intimacy of knowledge, of truth, in Jesus' words.